Because when people do talk therapy, what it does is it continues to regurgitate those memories and that emotion. And the scientific data has shown that when that happens, it's as intense on the nervous system as the initial experience. Hello and welcome back. Now, just before we get started, as always, if you're watching this on the Total Somatics YouTube channel, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and press the notification bell. So every time a new episode is released, you find out very quickly. Okay, so we are going to consider the second pillar of Total Somatic Education for this theme of Mindful in May. But just before we do, I'd love to invite you to a very special event that's happening at the end of May 2024. The date is Saturday, the 25th of May, and I'd love you to join me for this free online event. You and I can get together with all our wonderful friends internationally. I'd love to hear where you're going to be watching from, and we can delve a little bit more, which you're going to discover in the third episode, podcast episode, which we're then going to delve into in greater detail in the free online event. So it's marrying all of these episodes together for this theme of Mindful in May. So if you can join me, go to totalsomatics.com/May. When you go to that page, you will see all the details and you'll have the opportunity to register for the event. So please come along. I'd love to see you. I catch up with so many of you online and just be great to be in spirit together and connecting all around the world. Okay, so today we're going to continue on from our last episode. Now, we've considered the subject of mindset. However, in this episode, we're going to look at the second pillar of total somatic education, and that is mindfulness. Now, I'd love to ask you this question. Have you ever considered your day? Do you notice if you're on autopilot a lot of the day? Do you feel that you just do things automatically or subconsciously? For instance, you might wake up, you have that same morning routine. If it's your breakfast, then you brush your teeth and you have your shower. And then whatever it is, you drive to work probably the same way, to the point sometimes that you get to work and you think, I don't remember anything of that trip because it's so automatic. Then you're working with the same people each day, same personalities. Sometimes those people push your buttons emotionally. Maybe the same conversations, the same roles, the same posture, the same workstation. And then you get in the car or whatever transport you use, you go home, you have the same evening routine, then you go to bed and it starts all over again the next day. You see, have you ever considered that throughout your day, have you stopped to notice things such as your posture or your breathing or the state of your nervous system, or like as we learned last time, how your perception or your beliefs are actually impacting your body, and have you noticed how they're all connected? Many people would say no to that question, and yet many people are very unaware or not really very mindful about their mind and their body and the environment, and yet they expect changes to happen. And yet, as we know, that unless you're mindful, we're going to continue to live, as I referred before, in this Groundhog Day. If we don't become mindful of these habits, patterns of behavior, we just keep living on autopilot, Groundhog Day. Nothing is going to change. And as you know from Total Somatics, what we consider is our beautiful, amazing brain. And we know that your brain is involved with everything. So as you're aware from previous episodes, we have the capacity to be electricians to the wiring in our brain. It's pretty cool, really. So whenever we create an action or a behavior, this wiring or these neural connections or synaptic connections, they keep staying very, very hardwired, very strongly connected. So what we're going to do is consider how we can become electricians and change these hardwired behaviors. Because if you're continuing to think the same thoughts, if you continue to hold the same posture, if you consider you're still moving the same way, the same, maybe you've got a bit of a hip hitch or you walk with a bit of a limp, maybe your breath rate and your rhythm is still the same, never really changes. Your actions, your behaviors, your thoughts, your emotions, they're going to continue to fire off through these well-worn wires in your brain, all these neural connections. So really, how can we ever expect change to happen when they're just using the same wires in your brain? It becomes really easy for people, really natural, and really a bit of a comfort zone for people, because they like to create the same repetitive actions. And yet I know you, that you're very interested in improving your health because that's why you and I are connected with these podcasts. So I know that you'd like to change the scenario. You want to be an electrician in your brain rather than sit in that comfort zone and never see any changes to your health. So you see, I often highlight the importance of being mindful and noticing the state of our nervous system. And this is really important to consider because some people believe that you can think your way to good health. They think sometimes that you can cognize or you can become very cortical or cerebral. So you can think your way out of a situation. You can make yourself better with your thoughts, which is kind of true in a sense because we talked about our mindset. However, a lot of people will just focus on cognizing or staying in their head. And yet that's creating a huge disconnect, and it's actually part of a stress or trauma response when we stay stuck in our head. We need to get our body, our entire soma involved. So if we stay in our head, very cortical, very cerebral, trying to cognize and fix things within our head, that's where the disconnect comes. Because if you are in the Total Somatics membership already, you'll know that there's a standalone workshop that I have that's discussing trauma, the imprint that it has on our body, and how clinical somatic application scientifically, as well as with clinical data, outweighs talk therapy. Because when people do talk therapy, what it does is it continues to regurgitate those memories and that emotion. And the scientific data has shown that when that happens, it's as intense on the nervous system as the initial experience. So when people just talk it through all the time, which is again a cognizing, cerebral approach to it, the rest of the body, the nervous system is intensified. The stress builds up again. So when we become mindful, we are incredibly respectful of our soma. And so we want to listen for all the subtle feedback that's coming from our soma, which provides a lot of information for us to work with. And when we apply total somatics principles to our daily lives, then we can begin to increase our power of mindfulness. And that can start to change the wiring in our brain. Because there are three fundamental aspects of clinical somatic movement that I teach, and it's very much detailed within the Total Somatics membership. And really, what it looks at is if we begin to focus inward and we listen to our body, that's where the power lies. Because it's at that point that you start to notice how your internal world is fluctuating with all the events that are happening in the environment or within our external world. And also, with the total somatic education and the strategies that I provide, I can teach you how to regulate your nervous system, how to reduce chronically tight muscles, how to improve your posture and increase your mobility. And then I teach you how to develop an embodied mindful approach throughout your day. So you can take the total somatics principles and not just have it in a movement practice, but there's a daily application to it. You can bring it into all aspects, not just movement, but remember, we're looking at mindset and mindfulness. So within this mindful embodied practice, what we're going to be doing is breaking those wires in your brain that, remember, they've been pretty hardwired from a lot of maybe disempowering actions, beliefs, postures, movements. We're going to break those wires, and within a total somatic embodied mindful awareness throughout our day and how we bring that into our dedicated practice, our movement practice, we are going to create new patterns, new wiring. Again, we're the electricians in our brain. And that's going to stop the recurring pain and injuries that are being caused by the old wiring system in our brain. So really, when you can sense and feel something, you can create change. And so for you to be able to sense and feel, it means we need to be very mindful, very embodied. We need to get out of our head and more into our body. And that's really what total somatics is all about. So for this week, for Mindful in May, I'd love you to take those thoughts with you, but to put some practical application or put a bit of a challenge towards you. And that is, could I get you to notice this week your posture, your breathing, your thoughts and your behavior, and notice how they get influenced throughout the day to different scenarios and situations. Start to become really sensitive to that. Because when we get together on Saturday, the 25th of May, I will be explaining why all of these things that you've been doing through week one, this week, and what we do next week is going to come together when we're all together on Saturday, the 25th of May. Because if you're noticing these things, we're already starting to harness the skills of mindfulness. We're already starting to change the wiring in your brain. And in adult education, you know, when I qualified as an adult education teacher many years ago, one of the biggest things they always said is with adult education, people want to know the why, to the reason why they're pursuing this practice or whatever it is they're doing. And so when you hear from these episodes what's happening, but then put it into practice each week with these mindful tasks, these totally somatic mindful tasks, when we get together at the end of the month, then if it hasn't already, the penny will drop and you're going, oh, I get it now. Now I know why I have my recurring pain, my injuries. Now I know what I can do to change the state of my nervous system and start to basically enjoy a lovely quality of life. So that's, if you want to come and join me, that's totalsomatics.com/May. All the details are there. And if you register for that, we can get together and it'll be absolutely wonderful to see you at the end of May. So until next time, all my love and my very best wishes. Take care. Bye.
Thank you for joining me today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating and also forward this on to somebody you know will benefit. To learn more about pain relief, plus how to improve your health and well-being, go to totalsomatics.com. Until next time, take care.